One of the commonest causes of acute pain in a joint, and indeed kidney stones, is gout. The problem's caused by crystals of uric acid. That uric acid is produced from purine-containing foods in the diet, like some shellfish, some meats like offal, and it's made worse by alcohol. Rick Day is a joint specialist, relevance to our last story, and Professor of Clinical Pharmacology at the University of New South Wales at St Vincent's Hospital. He and his colleagues are trialling an app which they hope will improve the control of gout in people who have the conditions. Welcome, Rick.
Thanks very much, Norman.
So who gets gout and why?
It's very common. It's approaching 6-7% in our community.
6-7%?
Yes, on an omnibus survey in South Australia. It was very surprising. This is self-reported, but doctor diagnosed gout, and this is a huge number. And a lot of those people weren't being treated. Less than half were actually getting treatment that might have reduced the rate of gout and the symptoms. So also we know in very older men, and this is a study from Concord in Sydney a few years ago, one in five men had a history of gout. So you could say that the rate is somewhere around about 1% to 2%. It's increasing. Goes along with the metabolic syndrome.
So it's made more likely if you're fat around the tummy and you've got diabetes?
They go together. Whether that one is causing the other is another matter, but these things go together. So it's actually a bit of a warning sign that you're at accelerated risk for cardiovascular disease, from heart disease, diabetes, renal impairment. It goes along with gout.
And is it genetic in every case?
Yes, it is. And in fact, that's a very important point, because a lot of people feel that it's just related to drinking too much, eating too much. There's quite a stigma associated with it. Men don't want to talk about it often because it's considered a label.
Because it's sort of 18th and 19th century image of the elderly fat man with his foot up on the buffet with a sore toe.
That's exactly it, and lots of famous men in this situation. So breaking down the stigma, realising that largely genetic, if you're in the zone of getting attacks, then things like eating too much food, eating shellfish, drinking wine will bring on an attack. But really, if you've got gout and it's causing recurrent attacks, you really ought to be treated. And one of the most important things is it's completely fixable. So out of all the arthritis...
Just before you get on to the fixable, I just want to... When you get an attack, is it just the big toe or could it be any joint in the body?
Yeah, it can be any joint. The big toe is the commonest for waking people up in the middle of the night. It can be the knee, the ankle, but any joint, but most commonly the foot, yes.
And it's diagnosed by having high levels of uric acid in your blood?
Yeah, high levels of uric acid and the presentation, which is really a very intense pain, in fact described as the most intense pain that there actually is, along with being red and hot and swollen in a man who's middle-aged.
And, of course, you can get kidney stones as well.
Yes, and that's a big problem as well. And, in fact, even without the kidney stones, there's a deterioration in kidney function over time with gout.
And how effective is the treatment for it?
Totally effective. If you're on it now...
So this is a tablet to reduce your uric acid?
Yes, and we've had these around for years. There are a few of them now, but the one we mainly use is allopurinol. It's highly effective if the dose is right, number one. And number two, if you happen to take the drug. Now, men aren't so good at remembering to take the drug. You know, oftentimes on a Friday night they forget when they go fishing or whatever.
Oh, but this is wine. Yeah.
That's right.
Fulfilling the stereotype here.
So it actually is a little bit frustrating for rheumatologists in that the one that we can actually completely control, and it's a epidemic, really, in terms of the community, all around the world, all countries, developing as well as developed. Really, it's a problem of adherence to a program and medication.
Now, given it's a problem in the kidney, does the treatment prevent the kidney deterioration?
That's a very good question. We'll leave that open. There are various studies that suggest that might be the case, but definitive randomized control trials are in the offing. To answer that question.
So tell me about this app and the trial.
Yes, well, look, the idea was to help with the educational side of this, and one of the most powerful ways of educating people is to give them individual feedback. There are two things to be fed back. One is the uric acid concentration in their blood. So if you have gout, we know if we get down to a target concentration and the person stays at that concentration, this target concentration, remembers to take their medicines, that after a couple of months of settling in, we could almost guarantee hand on heart they'll never have an attack of gout again.
Really?
So, yes, it's surprising, and I think it's not widely appreciated. And it ought to be, because this has a significant impact on people's quality of life. Even longevity has been one of the measures that have been reduced.
Does weight loss and control of your diabetes help?
All of that, I think, is a great opportunity to do something about those things. So, when a man turns up with gout in middle age, it's almost certain he'll have metabolic syndrome issues.
So the app works by giving you feedback.
Giving your education, all sorts of channels, which is written, hyperlinks, videos, because men, it's quite complicated once to get started on gout therapy. One of the funny things is that when you start the therapy for urate lowering, the urate lowers, but you're at risk of having an acute attack in the first few months, and we have to do something about that. Now, colleagues in New Zealand have done a lot of work on this, starting with a lower dose, building up slowly, and giving perhaps prophylaxis for a few months to cover it. Now, all those things are done, and the person continues to take the medicines, they reach the target. So the app is designed to help on all those
levels. Because there's a transition period to get over, to keep your enthusiasm for treatment.
Yeah, because you can imagine someone says, this is a treatment that's going to fix gout and get it again. It's not.
So people listening can, if they've got gout, can participate in the trial?
Yes. Really, the simple way to find out about it is a website, mygoutapp.com. That's pretty easy. One word.
We'll have it on our website.
On the website, I can spell that M.
And everybody's eligible?
Anyone who's had an attack in the last year, one attack, and without any contraindications.
So if you've had a gout attack, register for the trial. Rick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Rick Day is Professor of Clinical Pharmacology at the University of New South Wales at St Vincent's Hospital in Sydney. I'm Norman Swan. This has been The Health Report. See you next week.